Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of The Hope Dealer. It's your host, Ari Rose. You know, we all get discouraged from time to time. It doesn't matter if you are a celebrity, if you have $1 million in the bank, or what your status is in life. It doesn't matter if you're single, if you're in a relationship, or if you're married. It doesn't matter if you're black, if you're white, if you're Hispanic. It doesn't matter. None of that matters. We all get discouraged from time to time. The one thing we all have in common are emotions and, you know, sometimes feeling discouraged. We're all human. We all go through these moments of not wanting to do something. I know I just finished talking about funks in my last episode. And life has its way of throwing you curveballs. You know, there's a lot of ups and there's a lot of downs, and it just depends what you want to do with it. And in these moments, there are times that we may find ourselves weak. There are times where we may be lacking inspiration. Times when we are questioning, should I continue to do this? What point do I quit? What point do I give up? These are all valid emotions when one is feeling discouraged. Discouragement is normal. You know, we all have that little voice in our head that sometimes just is always feeding us some self-doubt, feeding us some, you know, words that we may have created about ourselves somehow down the road in life. You know, the, who are you fooling, Ari? You really think you're ever going to get there? Ari, you know you can't do that. Ari, you know that's impossible. These are all statements that we have created. These are beliefs that we have created about ourselves, within ourselves, over our life course. And it is our job and our duty to learn to recognize self-doubt, to learn to recognize those make-believe beliefs that we have created, and tell them to shut up. It is our job to know ourselves so well to say, nope, Ari, you're feeling some emotion based on an incident that maybe happened back in 2008 when you thought you could and you just couldn't, but it wasn't that you couldn't. It was because it wasn't your time yet. We have to learn to separate and identify what is real, what is true about us, and what we have created based on a moment in our past. And so all these moments when we are faced maybe with a decision, something that maybe scares us, a new opportunity, something that brings change, and you know, with change, fear comes. And so it's in these moments when we get, when we are confronted with fear, or something because it's anxiety, that we tend to sometimes feel discouraged. That little voice comes back up. No, you can't do it. Remember when you tried and you failed? Remember you walked in that room and you looked stupid because you didn't know what you were talking about? And we start creating all these little beliefs about ourselves. We start to hold ourselves back. But then when you press forward, when you begin to identify that voice and you tell it, shut up, I got this. You don't know what you're talking about. That's the old me. That old me does not live here anymore. As of today, this is a new me. As of yesterday, I'm a new me. I'm not the same girl from 2008. I will not make the same mistakes. And even then, the mistakes I made weren't even really mistakes. They were learning lessons. That loss I took, it wasn't a loss. It was a win because I was redirected to something better. And when you start talking to yourself like that, when you start taking control of your thoughts, when you start intentionally feeding yourself and nourishing your soul with positivity and with truths, your discouragement begins to disappear. Because now you are not discouraged, you are encouraged. You have to learn to become your biggest cheerleader. You cannot sit and go through life waiting for people to applaud you or to cheer you on. You live with yourself every day. from morning to night. It's just you and your thoughts. It is your job to make that a happy space. It is your job to make that your safe place. It's your job to fill it up with love, with hope, with courage, with strength. And how do you do that? Well, you can read the good word of the Lord. That's one of the many, many ways, very effectful ways, if I may add, that I nourish myself and feed my soul. You can surround yourself with positive people. You can block out the negative people. You can share positivity. And I trust me, it all comes back tenfold. You can decide to wake up every single day and choose greatness, choose happiness, choose courage, choose strength. And when you wake up and you are feeling discouraged, and you are feeling tired, and you are feeling unmotivated, maybe you are feeling a little funk that morning, I want you to just get on your knees and look up and say, God, give me strength. God, give me courage. God, give me the clarity so that I can see things the way you want me to see the things. I don't want to go through life seeing things the way I see things. I want to see everything around me as you see it. But you see, we only see the shortcomings. We only see a certain distance in our lives. We don't see the big picture. We don't see the final destination. We only see our temporary circumstances, the temporary situations we're in, the temporary people that are in our lives. We only see as far as the season goes. And so, if you're feeling discouraged today, or if you find yourself tomorrow morning waking up a little discouraged, just take a moment out to validate those emotions. Ask yourself, why am I feeling this? What is going on? Is this a true emotion, or is this something that I have made up over the years? Am I connecting what I'm going through right now with something I went through in the past? And if so, I'm pretty sure your emotions are valid. That doesn't mean they hold truth to them. And it's up to you to realize that it's time for you to let go of the past, to let go of what happened back then, and to fill yourself up with the new, the now, the promise, and all the good things that you are made up of. If you are feeling discouraged today, I pray that this podcast has helped you out a little bit. I pray peace and courage over you. I pray that you cheer for yourself so loud today in your mind that when you go to bed at night, you just smile and you thank God for giving you strength and wisdom within you. Until next time, guys. I hope you are all staying safe. I hope you are all well. I am sending you love, light, positivity, and blessings. As always, make sure to share the podcast, tell a friend, leave a review. This all helps. God bless.